This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sharafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammad wa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Tasliman kathiran kathira. From Abadu, my brothers and sisters, I'm sitting out here around 7 o'clock in Florida watching this sunset. And on this on the lagoon, and it's absolutely fabulous. The temperature is beautiful. It's about 19 degrees Celsius, and you can walk out the Fahrenheit, and there's a beautiful breeze blowing, and it's absolutely super. And while I'm watching, there's not a single soul outside, because everybody is watching, guess what, Super Bowl. Today is Super Bowl night. Of course, I was also invited to watch Super Bowl, and I declined because I have no interest in it. And of course, I mean, all people want to watch it, they're welcome. It's just not my thing. And as I'm watching here this sunset instead and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm thinking to myself that how wonderful it would be if people put as much passion into things that really matter. Things that will change the nature of the world we live in, which Allah knows needs changing. If they put the passion that they put into watching Super Bowl into bringing about positive change, what a wonderful, wonderful system we would have, and what a wonderful thing that would be. But instead we have people watching, millions of people sitting and watching Super Bowl. Sorry for spoiling your fun, but the only people that Super Bowl and such things benefit, truly benefit, when you sit there and watch them, are the media barons, Rupert Murdoch and his ilk. They are the only people. Everybody else is a victim, including the players who get big money to play. They're all victims. They're all victims of manipulation, victims of finding a good business idea in something that people are willing to donate, and hold your breath, their lifespans. Donate their lifespans free of cost. Just calculate, especially the football and basketball and this ball and that ball lovers, calculate the number of hours you donate to that time, to that sport, just sitting and watching it. I'm not talking about people playing football. Playing football is a fantastic thing. It teaches you a lot of life lessons. It's good for your health. Please, please, please go and play football. But sitting in front of the television, eating snakes, and I know you don't drink beer, but that's the other option, the other pastime, eating snakes and drinking beer. You are donating your lifespan to this. And the Rupert Murdochs of the world, and the CNNs of the world, and the Fox News of the world, and all the sports channels of the world are laughing all the way to the bank. They have monetized your lifespans because you choose to give it away free. What is the value of your time? I mean, it's a completely stupid, oxymoronic thing to try and put a dollar value on time, but I'm just putting it because here we are talking about big dollars. So my question to you is, what is the dollar value of your time? I know many of you can't answer that. I can answer it because I have a dollar value for my time from my consulting perspective. But is that really, no matter how much money that is, or how much money people like that make, is that really the value of time? Is that the real value of time? You know how to calculate the real value of time? Let me illustrate for you. Imagine. And this situation which I am going to ask you to imagine is something which is absolutely, totally, completely certain, without an iota of doubt. Imagine that you are lying on your deathbed, alone, alone. And believe me, at that time, no matter how many people surround you, you will be alone. No matter that your family might be and your loved ones might be surrounding you and weeping tears, you will be alone. No matter, and may Allah protect us from that, if you are in a hospital, in a hospice, in a care facility, or in an actual hospital, no matter how many doctors and nurses are milling around, standing around, no matter how many of them have hooked you onto what they call life-saving machines, trying to prolong your life, none of which is possible, no matter the situation, you will be alone. Now think about that. Think also that, and this is not going to happen. What I told you is going to happen, which is that you will be alone. But what is not going to happen is, imagine the Malakul Maut will come to you and say, I'm willing to give you as much time as you spent watching Super Bowl now. In good health, because you watch Super Bowl in good health, so we'll take you out of this hospital. We'll take you out of your, if you are not in hospital, you're somewhere else and you're old and whatnot. We'll take you out of that. In good health, I will give you back all the time that you spent watching football or basketball or whatever ball. And you would say, wow, this is fantastic. This is the best possible thing. I couldn't even have imagined that this could be done, but it's happening. But Malakul Maut will say, well, you know, we are still in this world, and in this world, you want something, you got to pay for it. So how much will you pay me to give you back all the time that you spent watching the game? Now, brothers and sisters, seriously sit down and do this exercise and ask yourself, what are you willing to pay? I know the dumb answer, I know the stupid answer which everybody will give, which is, oh, everything I have. What does that really mean? What does that really mean? Imagine the real value of time, because at that time, if you get back, even if you get back 5 minutes, it is completely and totally, you know, priceless, because you can make istighfar and tawbah, you can ask, you can repent, you can ask Allah for forgiveness. But we are not saying 5 minutes, I'm saying all the time that you spend watching a game, you will get it back at the time of your death, which means your life will actually get prolonged. As I told you, this doesn't happen in real life, but I'm just saying hypothetically, just to help you understand what you are giving to Rupert Murdoch for free. So if you're going to get this time back, what are you prepared to give? You will say everything. What is the meaning of everything? Please. What does everything mean? It's not even yours to give, but even if you could, if it were, what does everything mean? Just think about that. And then remind yourself that today you have that time. Nobody's asking you for any money or any compensation or any return or any price for that time. You have that time. It's free. It's yours. It's with you. What are you doing with it? What are you choosing to do with it? The choices are ours, because what we get for that choice is also ours. If it is good, it is ours. If it is not good, that also is ours. We will not be able to wash our hands of this and say, give me another chance. There is no another chance. There is no another chance. It is a one-way street, at the end of which is a one-way opening gate that is called mouth, that is called death. And if you and I want this death, and I certainly want it for myself and I want it for you, if we want this death where Malakul Maut will come to us and say, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. I wish this for myself and I wish this for you. If we want this to happen, we got to do something now. We have to change our lives now. We have to do what we should do now. You are going to get this reminder after Super Bowl is over. So I'm not going to tell you, shut off the TV, get off that and do something useful and worthwhile which will help you in the Akhirah. But at least remember this for the future. Because the day will come when you will remember that you had been reminded. And I hope you will give me dua at that time. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ